Story in the Outlook this week about another kind of Chinook, and this has to do with a piece of public art, which I understand is coming down.
Chinook, the public art sculpture on along the pathway at on the Bow River here in Canmore. It was commissioned in 2005, installed around 2007, and then around 2010... they started to discover that it had a lot of wear and tear. Hmm. It was really controversial at the time.
I remember that. That was the first sort of big public art discussion I think we had in Canmore with regards to what's appropriate and where is it appropriate, because there was a lot of opposition to it at the time.
Animosity as well. This was the one council meeting so far in my career that had to be stopped because there was almost fisticuffs.
What? Really?
Tears and shoving and between the people who supported public art and the people who were opposed to the sculpture going in its location because it would affect their view.
If art is supposed to inspire an emotion, that certainly achieved its objective.
What it happened is our public art policy was able to mature through that discussion. Mm-hmm. We were able to see a better policy come about with consultation about locations, council approval of art locations, as well as having a pre-approved list. We actually contribute as taxpayers $3 per person towards public art a year, and we've seen public art come since then, some that's been totally well received, like the Big Head, others that have been a little more lukewarm, like Circle Stones, that are underwhelming.
I don't know. I dig the Circle Stones.
I've actually sat on the public art jury. I've gone through it and seen how it works, and it's quite involved. And as you know, a citizen of Canmore, I'm really proud that for a town this size, we have such an amazing public art collection. We continue to support it. The problem with Chinook is it costs about $5,000 in repairs every few years.
Yeah, because according to the article, the materials that it were made of aren't really made for this kind of long-term wear and tear in our harsh climate of Canmore.
It seems like an obvious question at the time to have asked, but whatever. we're here now. And so the decision was made that it'll be decommissioned. Its height will make it impossible to find an indoor location for it.
You know, if it's a high-standing structure, the high winds buffeting it, it probably wore it down a little bit. So could you say that the Chinook killed the Chinook?
Well, maybe.
I'm just looking for a clever out here.